Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. So at the most recent City Council meeting, the Perry City Council approved a professional service agreement with Foth. Now, can you just talk a little bit about what that project is?
Sure. So this project actually kind of has multiple components and multiple directions we can take it. But the initial project is having Foth come into town with a mobile, what they call LIDAR scanner, which they will drive all of the streets in town and all of the alleys, and it will create a 3D scan of the entire city. And this scan will not only just get the streets in the right of way, it goes all the way back and it can get even the fronts of homes. So we'll have a full 3D scan of the city of Perry. From there, we can take that data and do a number of things with it. So two things that they're going to give us a sample of would be an ADA analysis, so the Americans with Disabilities Act. Eventually, we'll have to go through the entire city and do an analysis of every sidewalk and pedestrian ramp to make sure that it's in ADA compliance. So this basically provides all of the data collection for that. Otherwise, we would have had to have somebody go out to every intersection and take surveys points to be able to analyze to make sure that the grade and that sidewalk ramp is within compliance. So this is basically just a whole bunch of data collection. The other thing that we can do with this, it actually scans and takes photos of the pavement. So we can do a pavement condition index, which tells us basically the condition of the pavement. That'll help better inform our decision-making process when we're looking at which roads just to overlay, which roads to do a full reconstruction on, or just some other repairs. So beyond that, you know, really the possibilities with this data are almost endless. They've done street sign inventories, they've done tree inventories, all sorts of things. So really interesting what all this data will be able to do for us, but this is kind of that first step in the process to go in and collect the data. Another thing maybe this could do is open us up for some potential partnerships to maybe do some testing with autonomous vehicles, because that's one of the things that those vehicle companies need is this kind of data to be able to program their vehicles to be able to drive on the streets. So it's going to be a really interesting project, and I'm excited to see where this might take us.
Now, in terms of that, you know, with all of this data that they're going to come in and collect, and as you just mentioned, some companies that make autonomous cars, they need that data to make sure that the vehicles can be programmed properly and navigate the road signs and roads. You know, how important is a project like this to Perry further modernizing itself into the future?
I mean, honestly, this is going to be the first time that Foth, and I don't know if any other company, has done this with an entire city. Typically, they just do, you know, a 1 to 5 mile stretch of roadway or a highway, something like that. So this is the first time that they'll have an entire city 3D scanned. So again, it's kind of an experimentation of we're not exactly sure where it might take us, but we're excited. And there's definitely some low-hanging fruit that we know we'll be able to get value out of. But there's also a lot of those kind of higher level type projects that we might be able to do. But this is kind of the first go at making what they call a digital twin of the entire city. So it'll be a very interesting project to see how it goes.
Now, at the most recent Perry City Council meeting, there were a couple agenda items relating to the HMA rehabilitation for 2020. Can you just talk a little bit about that project?
Sure. So this is last year's asphalt overlay project. Got through some of the final punch list items this spring, and we are able to close out the project. So that's where we are able to do around 50 blocks of city street overlays within the neighborhoods this last summer. That's the project we do every 4 years, funded with local option sales tax, and then the increase in the fuel tax back in maybe 2014 or 15. So great uses of some of those funds, reinvesting that into our city street infrastructure. And we can really already see an improvement in the overall quality of our streets just from the 2 rounds of overlay projects we've done, probably totaling 100 blocks or more that we've done in 2016 and 2020. So again, great project to keep going and really exciting to be able to make that kind of investment that regularly.
Now, as we move into the summertime, one of the biggest holidays flying up on the calendar is the 4th of July. Everyone loves to celebrate. Everyone loves to go out and buy the fireworks and watch the shows. But recently, the city of Perry with the Ad Hoc Fireworks Committee have been kind of spitballing some changes that they wanted to make to the Code of Ordinance as it relates to fireworks. Now, that change would relate to being able to give citations to property owners instead of finding the person that lit the firework, also restricting the use of fireworks in the business districts here in Perry. Can you just talk a little bit about how these changes will hopefully help people enjoy the 4th of July more safely?
First off, I think being able to cite a property owner or a person in control of that property will really put some enforcement capability into the hands of our police department, because previously the police department would have to actually see somebody setting off the fireworks to write a ticket. So now they really have a little bit more leeway in being able to see more just it coming from a property and being able to just cite that property owner or the person in control of the property for being the responsible party at that property. So hopefully that'll help with enforcement of some of our city ordinances. And the second part really comes down to being able to enjoy the community fireworks display that the chamber puts on. I know the chamber works really hard at raising the funds for that fireworks display. And, you know, sometimes people are a little disrespectful in the sense that people be lined up First Street in our arterial commercial area or central business district to enjoy those fireworks that everybody's worked so hard to put on. And they'll be sitting right next to somebody setting off their own fireworks. And I know there's a couple instances last year that fireworks kind of went stray and landed near some other people and could have caused either body damage or property damage. So trying to cut down on that. But again, it kind of all comes down to being able to enforce it. And hopefully that makes it, again, a little bit easier for the police department to help the community celebrate the 4th of July in a safe and responsible manner.
Now, the council approved the loan disbursement agreement and providing for the issuance and securing the payment of $28.9 million in taxable sewer revenue bonds for the wastewater treatment facility improvements. Can you just talk about what the next step is for that project?
So really, the next step happened right before that council meeting, but the pre-construction meeting was held Monday afternoon for the wastewater treatment facility project. They hope to start moving in some job trailers and maybe some equipment in July, August, and then really get started on that project probably come August. So construction will last for a good while. It's a really large project, but we've got a really good contractor on board and really great subcontractors as well. So I expect that project to go smoothly and be done on time and on budget.
And that was our conversation with Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.